Next patient is Richard Pena. This is a consultation request by Dr. Locker Reddy. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History: patient is a 62-year-old male with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Patient underwent a loop recorder implantation that showed multiple episodes of atrial fibrillation associated with rapid ventricular rate period. Recently, patient symptoms are getting worse period. Patients referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient's completing a chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Patient is placed on amiodarone, and in spite of that, patient has recurrence of atrial fibrillation period. Patient also do not want to take lifelong amiodarone therapy period. Current medication: Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, amiodarone 200 mg daily, metoprolol succinate 25 mg daily, meloxicam, Aleve. Period, allergies, non-endocrine allergies. Social history: patient drinks 3 to 4 times a week. Then any drug use or smoking period. Past surgical history: knee surgery period. Family history: no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system: in general, denied reason, weight gain or weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, seizures, or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 67, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal, active, ball sound, estimated no edema. Clinic condition number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Recommendation: patient has atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can be benefit discussed with the patient. Phosphorus can include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, permanent vein stenosis. Period: patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 80 to 90% period. Please send a copy to Dr. Locker Reddy.